This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. As cities and countries across the world continue to try to curb the spread of the novel coronavirus, the United States is approaching another stark reminder of how deadly the virus is. According to Johns Hopkins University, nearly 150,000 people have died from COVID-19 in the U.S. The U.S. leads the world in deaths from the coronavirus, which has seen more than 661,000 deaths overall. Despite the pandemic, a small group of pilgrims arrived in Mecca to begin the Hajj on Wednesday. Islam's holiest observances has been dramatically scaled back due to the threat of COVID-19. Normally, 2 million people from across the globe would make the once-in-a-lifetime journey to Islam's holiest site, but Saudi Arabia has barred all international travelers from entering the kingdom, limiting the number of travelers to just 1,000. They are made up of Saudi nationals and pre-selected foreign residents. Pilgrims were required to quarantine before their journey and will have to after as well. In Australia, authorities in the northeastern state of Queensland have announced that it will ban residents from the Greater Sydney area effective Saturday. The ban was imposed after two women tested positive for COVID-19 after returning to the state capital of Brisbane from a trip to Melbourne via Sydney and without going into self-isolation. Melbourne, the state capital of the southern state of Victoria, is halfway through the six-week lockdown due to the dramatic spike in new COVID-19 cases. Officials are rushing to control a sudden new outbreak of COVID-19 in Vietnam. The Southeast Asian nation previously reported one of the world's most successful control efforts earlier in the year. You can read more about it and the COVID-19 pandemic on voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Attorney General William Barr is defending sending hundreds of federal agents to Portland, Oregon, and elsewhere to quell violent protests, while opposition Democrats accused him of violating the civil rights of peaceful protesters. This was Barr's first appearance as Attorney General before the Democratic-controlled House Judiciary Committee, where the Democrats accused him of taking such actions in Portland to support President Donald Trump's reelection bid in November. Barr said the protests in Portland have become disconnected from their initial purpose, which was to protest the death of an African-American man, George Floyd, while in police custody in the state of Minnesota in late May. White House health advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci said the pandemic is the worst seen in more than a century. Fauci spoke as President Trump issued a stout defense Tuesday of a disproved use of a malaria drug known as a treatment for the coronavirus. Meanwhile, Dr. Fauci rejected President Trump's renewed claims after a controversial tweet suggested the doctor has misled the public about the drug. President Trump retweeted a post that alleged Dr. Fauci had misled the American public on many issues, but in particular on dismissing hydroxychloroquine. Fauci responded by saying that he had not misled the American public under any circumstances. More than 4 million people in the U.S. have been infected by the coronavirus. Brazilian healthcare workers are urging the International Criminal Court to investigate President Jair Bolsonaro's government for crimes against humanity for its handling of the pandemic. A complaint containing evidence statements from unions representing more than 1 million healthcare workers has been submitted to the Hague-based court. The unions accuse Bolsonaro's administration of being criminally negligent in its management of the COVID-19 outbreak, jeopardizing the lives of healthcare professionals and the general public. Bolsonaro, who just tested negative for the coronavirus after being infected with it for nearly 3 weeks, has repeatedly said the restrictions hurt the country's economy. Brazil has the highest number of COVID-19 cases in Latin America. The U.S. state of Georgia is honoring the late U.S. Congressman and civil rights icon John Lewis on Wednesday with a ceremony at the state capitol in Atlanta, where mourners will have a chance to pay their last respects. Lewis died last week at the age of 80 after a year-long battle with advanced stage pancreatic cancer. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.